People meeting people making memories. Tune into season 2 of the Lunch Table Podcast ATX with Wiz, Bells, Hollis Edwards, and Charlie Mack, created by JC David. If you've watched season 1, then I don't have to tell you that the views expressed on the show, especially from JC David, may leave you hot, bothered, and in your feelings.
You overreacted because you fucking playing with me now. You know goddamn well I ain't with this gay shit.
I heard somewhere. This is my opinion.
The Bible is bullshit.
No, well, I guess there aren't any hard feelings for me calling you a dirty bitch a couple years ago. Listen, let's talk about it.
Because you can't see her face, Dai's face, him, Shim's face. You can't see Shim's face.
We're going to have to delete that shit. That shit's worse than training.
It is.
Yeah. It is a fantastic.
That sounds like some white people.
It is.
And that's why there's so many fucking kids being born. And
get back on track.
I was only offered cocaine, like, the first time I was offered cocaine.
Okay.
We're doing this, okay.
That's how that nigga knew.
Was it your finger?
I did not
that
touch
you was
that
sick.
Drunk bitch.
Hey, that was...
We at the Lunch Table Podcast could care less about your sensitive psyche, so man up, grow a pair, and buckle the F up. If you don't have the sensibilities of a child, then like, subscribe, and follow us on TikTok at JCTV and YouTube at JCTV World. You can also support the show by shopping at our online store at jctv.com, where you will also find all of season 1. Thanks again. See you at the lunch table.
That right there, that upsets me. I was triggered when you just did that to that boy's story and his emotions. You said it happened 6 years ago. Boy, bye. Like, he's supposed to be over that.
I'm not over that.
Let me finish this, Maya.
I'm not over what they did.
Aren't there some things that happened to you 5, 6 years ago that you still feel?
Okay, yes. Don't do it like
females
that.
Females don't give a shit about niggas.
It don't, because they didn't give a fuck about me.
No one give a damn about that, Benz. No one.
So the thing about...
Okay. She just dismissed your feelings, man. Well, and I like her. That's how to point it out. You can't do that.
Dismiss the Cosby women.
Hold on.
They trying to dismiss them women in Happy. It happened 40 years ago.
Yeah, nigga, that's got to be one of the...
Okay, well, that's
the craziest
different.
Shit.
Certain shit that
he touched me 40 years ago. Guilty. What? That's the wildest shit in the world. He touched me 25 years ago. Yeah, he did that shit. Guilty. Don't need no evidence. Just a bitch saying you did it. Fuck you hoes for that shit.
I feel like something I've been doing in the scene since I've gotten out here is just helps people, because I just know what it's like to
be alone. What is that?
I when someone's new in the scene, like, I've offered people, like, I've let people stay in my house until they've found a place to move into, or I'll add them to the Austin housing group to help them find a place, or I'll help them with mics, or I'll hang out with them and introduce them to people so they don't feel as alone. I'm a very social individual, and I know some people that are comics are very antisocial, and they get sad and they're isolated, and it's not going to make you happier.
Who was that person when you came on the scene here in Austin, 2 years ago, three?
Yeah, almost three.
Was there anybody who lent you an olive branch?
I had one person. It was, my first person was Munford Davis. I knew him back from Virginia, and he was my favorite comic.
He's funny.
I fucking love him.
Yeah.
So, like,
he's over at the Sunset Strip a lot,
sure,
right?
Sure is. Yeah. I think he works there still. Yeah. But he was in Richmond and I was in Roanoke. But when I went to Richmond, he was the only guy that didn't talk about Tinder on stage. And I was like, I like this guy.
Mm.
And then my first day out here, he already told me he moved down here, so I was already in contact with him. But the first night I was out here, I saw him on 6th Street working at a bar, and I was like, oh my God. Like, thank God.
Yeah.
That I had him. And then the other guy who helped me out with my first mic, he just passed away recently. Nick Roche was like one of my first friends that kind of like helped me.
Yeah. I remember Nick. I remember what I remember from Nick is he's got this very friendly face. This extra.
So kind.
Extra kind, friendly face.
That hides so much pain.
Oh my God. So like when he said, you know, like on stage, his jokes would be the opposite of how this man looks, you know?
I fucking love it. I love that contrast, that juxtaposition.
And he was like relentless, you know? He was a worker.
His roasts were so good, too.
Yeah.
Like, his roast battles were amazing.
I remember him from just what he did when, you know, the old Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, because I had a chance really to see a lot of the first new crop that, you know, who came
batch,
here.
That batch.
And it was a lot of comedians, but some stood out, and he was one of them. Nick Roach. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, 3 years ago, like, some of the people that I knew stood out. Like, Casey Rocket, as soon as he got, I remember his first fucking set out here, and I was like, yeah, he's going to blow up.
Yeah.
And he blew up, like, a few months later. I was like, yeah.
Mad energy on stage, yeah.
Yeah.
Mad energy.
Yeah, and I feel like I've blown up in my own little way, you know? Like, I've definitely stayed true to what I've been trying to do this whole time, is just, like, be my alt little self and help people out. And
what have you learned these past, coming on 3 years? What have you learned, not just about yourself, but about how to navigate yourself and your career moving forward?
I've learned a lot. And, you know, I think a lot of it is, like, I am very passionate about things, but it's, like, you can't help everyone, right?
That's so right.
You can't fucking, especially if they don't want the help.
Yeah.
And I constantly have to keep relearning that. And usually it's not as, like, brutal as it would have been in the past, like, someone fucking with me, but it's like, no, you got...
You don't have to say any names, but, like, sure. What is an example of you out here trying to help someone, but...
Well,
they're not accepting.
Zero reciprocation. You know, it's just like, that's the thing. It's like, or it's just like, they just don't even listen. They'll complain, or someone who just fucking, and this could be, and in life in general, but anyone who just has this constant pity party. Because whenever someone has a problem, I'm very proactive. I'm like, oh, just do this. But no, they just want to fucking whine.
Yeah.
They want something to whine about. And I was like, oh, you don't actually want to fix yourself. I'm sorry. I don't have time for this. I have actual people that. Because if this really was a problem, like, if you really hated this so much, you would have fucking fixed it already.
Yeah.
You would have addressed this.
Or, like, make some steps towards getting out of the situation.
Something. Instead of just constantly whining about it to me, it's like, oh, I'm, like, six problems. Like, I've already solved, like, all
this. How do
shit.
You know when to, or, like, how much of that do you take until you say, until you have that conversation or
that
cut
much.
It off?
Yeah, not really. It doesn't take much now. I've kind of, like, cut people off, like, civilly. Like, I'll just silently cut people off now. Unless it's, like, really something, like, they've done something really bad and they need to know how bad it was.
Yeah.
I'll just, if you want to act like that, I'll let you act like that. But I'll just kind of slip in the shadows. Like, that's kind of my thing. Like, I don't have time for that.
Who is that? Who is in this motherfucker? Use the key.
Come on in.
There she is.
What's up?
My
how
in
you
the
doing?
Building.
Hey.
I'll hug you from this
room.
Thanks for coming. Oh, would you mind closing me up?
Yeah. How you doing, girl?
Hey.
Looking good, looking good. Beautiful, beautiful. Come right there. Right there. And this is your mic. Not your mic. Yeah, your mic. And if you want to use those headphones, you can. Three, is she in? Let's put these two together. Why not? Oh, coming in again. Who that?
Hey. Hi, JC, first of all, we spoke about this a long time ago. Why is there no camera? Why is there no camera?
You know what?
I can't even do a grand entrance.
I had a late start.
But a grand entrance. Your attitude stinks.
But you're on right now, though.
Yes. Yeah.
Looking nice. Looking very nice, bro.
I heard me even shouting at you guys. I'm sorry for the incompetence of JC. He obviously has explained himself. He was wondering.
It's been 3 months, and the first thing you come to me is say
I know,
I'm incompetent.
JC, because I thought when I got here, everything was going to be sorted, but clearly not.
Oh, okay.
Clearly not.
Jesus
clearly
Christ.
Not.
Sit the fuck down. God damn it.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How's it going?
Sorry. I had to be dramatic.
Your mic. Would you mind?
Wow.
Yeah. Please don't get no chocolate. No cheese on a mic, love. Don't get no. Don't get the goddamn the red shit.
No dust.
Don't look at me that way. Why are you looking at me like that? What'd I do wrong?
My phone's at 69.
What'd I do wrong? Okay. How have you been since, I guess the 9th, our last podcast. What has happened in your life? What's happening your professional life? Who that boy? Who that boy you had on your story? I saw some boy. There she is.
That's the one we was talking about last time.
Oh, for real? Okay. So he's back?
Him. He locked up, y'all.
Girl.
He's locked
again?
Up?
Again?
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Listen.
On your story.
This
nigga. Locked up.
Girl.
Look, like, in jail.
Oh, no.
Come
what did
on.
He do?
We're not doing this.
We need to. I thought
we're
we were better.
Wait, what did he
this.
Do? Why are you smiling like that? Are you happy that he... Did you lock
doing.
Him up?
She knows what she's doing.
Did you
no,
report
I
him?
Lock
did
him
he?
Up.
Oh.
Can you hear me that, please?
Yes.
I didn't lock him up. I would never do
yeah,
that.
She's...
But she was smiling, saying it.
Because I hope he's learning his lesson.
How long?
What did
oh,
he do?
Oh, no.
Wait, what did he do?
Oh, no.
I hope he's in there thinking about me because he's only calling me, so...
Oh,
I love you.
What lesson? What did you do?
He needs to fucking get his shit together.
Did you do anything?
That's what he needs to learn. No.
Did you call somebody?
No, I didn't call
did
nobody.
Did you get him in trouble?
No, I would never.
Were you a part of that?
No.
For real? Because that's the real fucked up shit that women be doing when they turn on their man and call the cops on their man. That is the most. Yeah. I'm sorry. Hold on. Hold on. Hold. That's the most trifling shit you can do. Is call the cops on yo. You should be hanged, stoned. I said it.
Okay, look.
Go ahead.
I never called Lonely.
Wait, what did you say, JC?
If you call the cops on your man just to get him in trouble, just on some humbug, just because you're mad, you should be hanged and stoned, bitch. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, and then these like demeans like actual real domestic abuse cases.
It's fucked up.
Like, boy who cried wolf situation, where when people are in real danger, the cops don't believe them. I had two coworkers that were they were a couple, and I was managing them at the time. It was fucking awkward. I was 19, but this guy like broke a coffee pot and held a shard of glass to her neck, and I called the cops, and they did nothing, and because she wasn't actually hurt, it was just a threat, you know.
When you say they did nothing, like they didn't come,
they
or
didn't even come to the house. Yeah, they refused because like do you have evidence? And I'm like, I didn't break. Like she called me, you know, and that wasn't enough. It was wild. Domestic abuse cases are insane. So then when girls like lie on that shit too, it's like it's already hard enough out here.
No, for real.
It's really hard enough. Like we don't need.
I can't stand hoes who just be lying.
Yeah, it's so disgraceful. Like, girl. And you just ruin a man's life. Like, you just ruin someone's entire life and reputation. Especially, like, as a comedian, there's sometimes, like, people embellish, like, sexual abuse cases or, like, stuff like that just because they're mad at someone. I'm like, do you understand how hard it is to, like, be believed already, you know?
Like, have you ever, though, you sons, let me not curse your names. Have you ever, though, been guilty of that behavior? Maybe he didn't get in trouble.
No.
But you were part of something that got him in trouble. Maya.
Most definitely. This nigga has most definitely.
How long has he locked up for?
What did you say, Maya?
He's been gone for like a week or two.
Okay.
How long is he? How much longer?
Shit. I don't know.
So.
He got caught on 700 block downtown, so y'all put the pieces together.
He got what?
He got caught downtown on 700 block. He got caught downtown on 700 block.
What does that mean?
Like, he was just trying to get that munion.
Looking at the camera.
What? Trying to get that munion?
Yeah, munion.
Is that money?
Yeah, it's money.
How?
I love this.
How was he trying
to get
the
She really
money?
Doesn't know.
I really don't. I'm
she's
trying.
From South Africa. She's about a year or some change in, 2 years in. So, yeah, she needs some clarification.
I really
I'm trying
this.
To say it like.
This is very fun.
I'm trying to say it without saying it.
Right.
Was he robbing someone?
No.
Was he,
oh, no.
Like, what was he doing? Was he selling drugs? Oh, he was, like, was he selling drugs?
Something like that.
It's either that or it's not.
It's something like that, yeah.
Oh, so that's what he was
can't
doing.
Say, I don't.
Oh, you can't say, but I can say. So he was slinging drugs. Okay.
She can't confirm or deny that.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Okay. She did not confirm. Neither did she deny.
Neither.
Oh, I love this. I just talked to him.
So how did they catch him?
Because he wanted to be out with them little girls and be over there and not be at home.
They're dressing you jokers right now.
Wait.
They are dressing
you
jokers.
Wait, you just said he was out there looking to make some money. And
exactly.
now I hear something about girls.
Jokers.
Jokers.
This is interesting.
Know.
What do you mean you don't know? This is
evolution
new.
To the story.
This is new information, ma'am. On Saturday, you didn't include girls in your story.
Okay, but my question is, like, how? Like, did someone snitch on him? Like, I'm just trying to figure out. Like,
no, well, I don't know. I don't know the full story, but
you know something.
What a coinkadink. I'm just saying, like,
how do you know he was with the girls or any girls?
I don't know if he was with any girls.
Also,
then why'd you even say that?
What's 1700? Is that like a street that's known just for like slinging that dough?
Why would you even say that about the girls if you didn't know he was with girls?
Nah, but look, he I wasn't.
That's like saying Maya was sucking dick, but I don't know if she was sucking dick.
But where's 17 streets? But where's 17 streets?
I think you said 700, right?
Yeah. Where's 700
blocks?
7th Street.
7th Street. Oh, 7th Street.
You were still on this, Bells. Bless
I'm
her.
Just
someone catch her up. Catch her up.
None of y'all are trying to catch me up because all of y'all are trying to talk about how Jarkus was out there in the streets doing what you were not supposed to be doing, Jarkus.
Who's Jarkus?
I don't know. She'd be making up names if she don't know.
That. That's a good made up name.
Jarkus.
But no, whole moral of the story is Jarkus. I'm happy that he's in there, like, sitting down and understanding,
learn a lesson.
It's time to sit down.
Has he been to jail before?
Yes, I met him in juvie.
Yeah. Match made in handcuffs.
I thought we talked about making better decisions last episode and
growing
emotionally.
Yeah. I have so many questions. All right, Jesse. Whoa, next five tens. Yeah? How old are you? How old are you now?
I'm 19.
How old? Oh, holy schnitzel. I know. How old were you when you met him?
I don't know. I was like 15.
17.
What?
I'm
what? Why were you in there?
Aggravated robbery.
Aggravated. What do they mean, aggravated robbery?
She gets aggravated while she does it.
I told her to get out the car. She didn't want to get out the car, so I had to make her get out the car.
So there's a point where you guys are all together at the same time?
No, like if you're doing good, like they'll have like tournaments, you can play games and stuff.
So you guys
and of course, we all know it.
You met through the love of sports. What sports was this?
Spades.
Spades? What's spades?
A black people game.
It's the cards?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. That's how you guys miss. Jarkus, I'm getting to know some stuff about you. Jarkus. But still, Jarkus, I'm not on your side yet. I'm finding out. Okay. And then, so that's where you guys met. And then you fell in love inside the juvie. Who got out first?
No, we didn't fall in love in juvie.
Oh, you fell in love after the juvie.
I got out recently this time. And he's younger
Who
than
got
me.
Out first?
Him. Well, I don't know. Because we kept going back and back to jail. But.
Were you guys involved in the same, was it like on some Bonnie and Clyde shit, or he's doing something?
No.
Hell no.
Okay, all right.
I did a Bonnie and Clyde one person.
What would you compare your relationship to?
You broke my heart. Huh?
What would you compare y'all's relationship to, like a movie character or whatever?
Chris Sean and Blueface.
Oh, God, girl, what?
If you see him, you're going to be like, bro, yes.
Do you have any tattoos of his face anywhere?
Hell no. I would never tattoo no man, none of that on me.
That bitch.
That's so many questions for you as an individual.
That's not okay.
No, I met Maya maybe a month and a half ago. maybe a month and a half ago when I was still working with the former guest who was doing interviews. Maya showed interest. We interviewed Maya.
We won a lawsuit. I just want you guys to know we won a lawsuit.
What I liked about Maya is from the
quickest
time I met her.
Ever, also.
From the time I met her to the time we had our show, she kept checking in, you know, kept checking in, showing interest. And that, you know, I work hard at this, you know, and I believe she saw some value in even like what we were doing out there. And then she kept showing interest, and people who keep tapping in and showing interest. Okay, I can show that attention because my attention is really on my people. So she got into my radar by saying, "Hey, I'm interested. I'm still. Is it still? Whoop whoop." And then the day of, she shows up, and it's great.
She's awesome.
She's a worker. She shows. There are a lot of people who wouldn't do that. And if she didn't do that, then I wouldn't have really reciprocated anything. So
Didi, I hope you're hearing this while you're sitting down.
Who's Didi?
Hey, don't be putting me in between you and that nigga, man. Don't be. Hey.
Yes, it is.
Hey, listen.
My kiss right now.
She's talented.
We're not your my kiss.
Because one thing a man needs to understand.
I don't want you.
Is you never know how good you have something to someone until they're gone.
Hmm?
That's, I mean, it's true.
Remember those times in juvie? Do you?
No, he don't. But we didn't
when you fell in love under the stars.
No, we didn't.
She just got here.
Under the stars.
Under the stars, nigga.
Spades, literally.
Under the spades. Do you remember?
Nigga, under the soap.
Do you remember when your eyes locked right before you put the last card?
Let her talk to a man right quick.
Listen, we literally met in jail. Never had nothing going on. He was a little younger than me. I wasn't interested in him. I got out and I was like, oh, this little boy got fired.
Oh, he's younger than you.
Yeah.
You said you're 19 now.
Yeah.
He's 12.
So how old is he?
I'm kidding.
No, these were my questions as well. Let's do it.
Oh, no, he can't be 12. Okay. How
he
old
better
is he?
Not be other, younger than 17.
You mean he better not be? Have you checked?
I don't know how old he is.
I do know how old he is.
How old is he?
He's 17.
Oh.
Hey, love, it's all right. It's you are an adult now.
And right now he's
yes,
in.
I know.
It's legal.
No.
Is it in Georgia? State of Texas, at the age of 17, you can give consent.
Yeah. Oh, I got a question for the group. I got a question for the group. This is one of the big ones. Okay. I'm still trying to get things together here.
Let's go.
This is what I'm going to ask. I didn't have the opportunity to ask the people out there. I love this one here.
It's going to be some bullshit.
No, it's not. My questions aren't bullshit. I have really good questions. I think about them.
Let me go.
I'm good at this. How do you add peace to your man's life?
Ooh.
Huh? Yeah. Ooh. How do you add peace to a man's life? Because what a man really wants, let me start and stop this one. What a man really wants, he's a simple individual.
Yeah.
A man is a very simple individual that wants, a man wants respect, he wants loyalty, and he wants to be, and he wants affection. He wants respect, he wants loyalty and affection, and first and foremost, for sure, peace. A man don't want, because when a man is out in the world, he has to fight his battles with other men and other women in the workplace. And I got to maintain the ship, you know. I have, like, especially if I'm taking care of people as a man. If I'm taking care of you, I mean, you could be my niece or you can be my, like, whomever that I'm taking care of. I got to take care of everything. I'm thinking about your life. I'm thinking about every aspect of your life and holding everything up. So what a man really wants from a woman is peace. He wants loyalty, but he wants peace. So my question to you is, how do you, or how would you, or how have you added peace to your man's life?
Shit.
I think something I've been working on a lot, like personally, is I think a lot of men just want to be, like, helped, and, you know, just, like, physical touch and just feeling safe and just reassurance and communication is pretty cool, too. Just, like, not, like, in a controlling way, but just them knowing that you want them to know what's going on and they want to share their life with you, too. And it's just, like, that's a way to have trust and just enjoy their partnership as well.
But well, when you find him, can you send him my way?
Hey, Maya, can you talk into the mic?
When you find him, can you send him my way? Cause
no, you need to just, I mean, you got to chill. It's going to take a while. You're 19, man. Like,
what do you mean?
I'm 24 and I'm not.
Can you be specific on when you said she has to chill? Like, what does, like, honestly, for, I guess, because her being 19 and you being 24, like, it's really going to, like, people are going to start watching, like, that demographic is going to start watching. So the thing is, we just don't want to entertain, we want to educate, you dig? So, like, I'm asking
so much, like, I fucking, you know, I'm still chaotic as fuck, and I used to be just as chaotic, like, girl, I that's why we get along. But it's gonna take time, but you can't just keep entertaining these people that are obviously bringing you back to something that's not healthy. You got to surround yourself with shit that you actually need to improve your life, and it takes time. And honestly, don't be fucking around. Like, I mean, and, like, I fuck around a lot sometimes. Like, it's like, you know, if you really want something, you just chill out and do it. But in the past, I fuck around too. But if you really want someone to stabilize you. No, I'm saying, like, because if you really want someone to be stable for you, you got to be stable yourself. And that takes fucking time. And I feel like I used to date people to fix me. But you got to fix yourself. Like, you have to, like, because people don't want to. Eventually, people just don't want to fucking try to fix you. These guys don't want to fix you. They just want to feel secure. And that's what I've seen when I've gotten older. It's like, they don't have time for that shit. You know, but I also date older. So, I don't know. It takes time. I'm still, I like being crazy. But guys like to feel safe. But it's about balance, I guess. I don't really have balance, but sometimes I try to be.
Maya, how have you added peace to a man's life or in their relationship? What have you done to add peace?
Okay, so, like, when I first get in a relationship, I do the honeymoon phase, like, all sweet. Like, I'm like, no, it's okay. Yeah. You're fine. But like after I get comfortable and I feel like you're not finna go nowhere, oh, I'm finna show you what's up. All that on your phone all the time, turn that shit off. We're not playing the game, no. We're finna watch a movie, lay here like a family. Even there's no other person here. You know, like, I like that. And basically, I used to do that a lot and be real toxic or whatever. So with this one you seen on the, my Instagram story, I would like to come.
That boy! Who's that boy? Stop. I'm joking. Go ahead.
Yeah, like we were always, we were like, it was really toxic. It was toxic. It's getting better now so far. I mean, because that's because he is that jail.
The one you were saying you're glad that he's locked up.
But look, what?
If you really, the one you were saying you're glad he's locked up. Date him until he's,
I'm not glad he's locked up, but I'm just, I'm, it makes me feel good. Like, it sounds bad, but it warmed my heart to know that when you were down bad, I was the first one you called. That's true. And I want him to remember that. I want him to remember, like, when you were down bad and locked up and shit, you called me. I was the bitch calling your lawyers, trying to make sure you're going home. None of them other little hoes that you was with posting and all that. And I just want them to, like, I want you to know, like, I would never wish jail on my worst enemy. I would never, because I've been in that situation. But at the same time, if I feel like you've played me closely and in my face, then yes, I'm not going to say I want you to feel everything I went through, but I do want you to be set down and realize that you fucked up something good that we had, you know. But
Maya, do you think he's going to learn the same lesson you learned? Like, I feel like you learned a lot.
Honestly, I mean, maybe because he's getting support from people that understands. I had support from people to understand, but like it wasn't the same. Like it wasn't an actual kid around my age on the same stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You just hope.
I'm hoping for the better. He's gonna do good. He's gonna get out, and we're gonna be good.
But you know what? I don't think you answered my question though.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Peace. Yes.
With his. How do you add peace to a man's life?
Okay, so I try not to. I like the toxic stuff. I've tried to work on it, and I've been better. And even before previous relationships before him, I've been better with like not all that. All men, they don't like all that shit where you're like, oh, you're looking at her on your post. No nigga wants to hear that shit, like, all the time. And so I just started realizing, like, I chose a hood-ass nigga. He's going to be out there in the streets.
What did you piece?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I chose a hood-ass nigga, so I had to realize, like, boom. So basically, by me giving him his, being his piece, I was just, like, being a laid-back female. And I was like, you know what? I know your mind. I know where you're coming home at night, and that's all that matters. Like, I'm not going to let another girl entertain us. So that's how it's his piece, because that plays a big part in a lot of relationships.
So not bringing up, so who's that on your phone?
Dude, that's real.
So you smell like somebody. No extra weight on, no extra guilt towards the fact that he may or may not have cheated. Yeah. So you don't do that on a regular basis?
No, not on a regular basis, but I've been trying.
How often do you, in a week?
In a week?
In a week, how often would you lay that weight on this man?
Shoot. When is a shooting star in the sky? I'm just playing.
I don't know how much that is.
No, for real. I'm serious. I be trying. That's...
Okay. So, trust issues.
It's not often. It's not on a regular basis. Okay. But it takes time.
Okay. It sounds like you do it more than any woman in this room.
Most definitely.
Okay.
I do.
All right. How do you, you are, and we won't talk about him, but let's just talk about relationships that you have been in. You could talk about the current one, but how do you add peace to a man's life?
Giving him a space to be able to be vulnerable.
What does that look like?
Allowing him to be vulnerable. So like he was saying, men go through a shitload of things, like every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Things that they don't talk about, because we live in a society where if a man talks about his feelings, he's deemed as weak. Okay. And not just expressing how he feels and how his emotions are. So
have you ever talked to a man before after him sharing, you're like, I think this nigga a little weak?
No.
You never felt that way?
No. Okay. I've never, ever, no. I don't. Personally, I don't, because shit. I know, first of all, number one, firstly, let's just discuss this, I'll just mention this fact,
right? Yeah.
That when it comes to suicide, men have the highest rate of suicide, And that in itself shows you why, because we live in a country where, in a world, in fact, not even a country, you know. Like, for instance, in South Africa, there's a thing, there's a saying in Zulu, it's called Bathi Indoda Ayikhali, which means a man doesn't cry. So whether you just lost your mom, whether you just went through a traumatic experience, whether you just got what, you must not cry because you are a man. Mm-hmm. And that for me just does not make any sense. A man is human. He has feelings. He has emotions. What must he do with them? Put them on the side because you said that he mustn't cry. Oh, no, sorry. They said I can't cry. Let me just put you there on the side.
I think men can cry, but they can't sob.
No. But what? But here's my thing. It's fine. But yeah. But that's the thing. You
would never
that.
Look the same to Listen, your girl no. ever again if she see you sobbing, my man.
You say that now so because if he finds peace in being vulnerable with you, he can find peace in being vulnerable with you all the time.
I hear you.
So he knows that 5 years down the line, 10 years down the line, or whatever, it doesn't matter what I say in my vulnerable state, it's not going to be used against me.
Yes.
That's, so that is that for me, that is, that's my answer.
No, I know I like that. Yeah. That's you know, that. Being having trust, showing that first of all, guys, we need to, you know, like we are like dogs, you know. Trust and loyalty are really, really key to us, even though some men don't show that. What we really, really want is someone that I know, like I know where they're going to be mentally. I know where they're going to be. I don't have to worry any more than I already have to worry about them, you know. Mm-hmm. I know that, you know, they're going to listen when I give them advice because they're going to understand that this advice is coming from wisdom, and this is going to keep you safe. Right. I feel when, I mean, even like just, you know, some regular guys, when you just dismiss their advice, it's like a it's like a slight on us, right. Because it's like, yo, I'm coming from this is logic I'm trying to come I'm coming at you with, and you say, and when you dismiss that, it's like, so in a relationship, really, men really, it chips away at them giving a fuck about you. And like it chips away, like the nagging and the questioning, it chips away at just in any relationship, a person like feeling comfortable now with saying something and expressing myself, because every time I say something, boom.
Well, I struggle with that because I'm very combative. I am very like, I don't know. I have a little like, I'm very stubborn sometimes, and then it comes out the very disrespectful. In a relationship format, because I'm around comics all day and around all these, I think I just kind of need to change the tone sometimes when like in relationship mode, and that's very hard for me sometimes because I just want to like combat.
Yeah.
When it's like, I know he's just doing this, but I love having the last word, and it just.
That's how you get pushed through the fish tank.
But I know, you know, I'm like joking. I've been working so hard on it. So I know he's just doing it because he cares and he's right.
And yes, and you know? Well, I mean, if you yeah, and you're drunk. Thanks for the honesty.
You know,
thanks
up.
For the honesty. Thanks for the honesty. But
I'm
I mean,
Scott, like, I'm just, you know, I'm crazy sometimes, and I'm like, the fact that he even still gives a shit about me, like, I need to fucking listen to him and just fucking get out of here.
I hear you.
Stop arguing for no reason.
No man, but like, not every man gets that respect. Well, projects that respect.
Like,
you know,
you deserve
not,
the respect. That's why they're dating you, and it's like, fuck. They just, and I just have to like click that.
Some men don't have that though, you know. Like you guys have met some fair, men, you know? that you feel not just nothing sexually for, but it's like, this man cannot protect me.
Well, and I don't want. Oh my god,
he's nice, he's funny, but this man right here will not be able to protect me. I could beat this motherfucker. Like,
I don't know what I was thinking. Where he living?
Fucking Hollis, man. Appreciate your brother coming through. Hollis! Hollis!
Minavilla, I want to.
Hollis!
No, I want to get.
How can we do this? Oreo, this thing. Let's put Audrey in the middle. Scoot all the way to the left.
Okay.
We're going to put Audrey in the middle. And can I get, because it's three here, can I get you two to share this one for me, please? Yeah. All right. Woo, 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 woo. We just got into some deep, deep stuff before you guys walked in.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, one of the main questions for the show. Let's start, stop this thing. More importantly, one thing I was really thinking about, I live alone and I ponder all the time. I ponder. I'm a pondering motherfucker.
I know. Why do you have those sounds while you're
pondering? Right. I was JC, why are you pondering while that's making those noise. Signs? What yeah, kind of pondering are you pondering?
Those are my
explain ponder your
breaks.
Pondering.
Those are my ponder breaks noises. No, no, no. No, like an idea comes. Like
why does it sound like that? First of all, I've never heard anyone who comes up with an idea like that. No,
it feels
like.
Good to ponder.
Well, I live alone, so you're not going to see it all the time. I do this alone.
It feels that good to ponder.
No, I'm pretty much like you're silent, man. Like.
That's a joke. But no, but like ideas come. Besides the point,
ideas come, all right. You know when you do things like that.
They do come. They come and they come hard. They come hard. So
nuclear fusion.
Pondering seems soft.
You're an idiot.
Wow, this is a lunch table. We are children. We are children. I was asking, you just walked in just in time. Hollis came in. You came in. This was the question to the panel. I asked the women, how do they add peace into their man's life? I asked them, how did they add peace into their man's lives? And I got,
did you say, what'd we say?
What y'all say? I'm wondering. What they?
I had, we had an array of responses. Hers was way more well thought because she went third and she had longer enough to fucking think of something. But I think if she would win first, it would have been garbage. Not garbage, I'm playing. She's an older woman and she has, some experience, so, but we got an array of different topics. So let's flip it. Not how you add peace to your woman's life. How has in your relationship, which is in yours right now, and in you in the past, how has a woman, or how does your woman add peace to your life? Because that's one of the things we really look for as a man. You know, peace, and we don't want anyone to take our peace away and add chaos. We want the woman that we're with for sure be loyal, supportive, but we want her to not add chaos. So how do they add peace? How have they added peace, or do they?
I guess
this motherfucker go
for me specifically.
Well, here it is.
I don't know. Just being chill. I guess just being open.
Being chill. Come on, man. We're grown ups.
Like being open to. I don't know. I guess I'm pretty low maintenance, so it's just like as long as you're.
We talked about that.
Able to. I like to do stuff with my partner if I have one. So, like, we're building. Hopefully, she's doing, like, something similar that I'm doing, like.
Okay.
So, then it's like, oh, I got an audition. She can help me with that. She got to film a dance video or something. Okay, I can film that, you know, for you. And then I guess just having a sense of humor. Because if you can't, like, you know, joke around or especially, you know, talk about random stuff. It could be something serious or not serious, but talk about random stuff in depth for hours even sometimes, but not get upset and even hold like a strong and passionate stance on something. But then still at the end of the day, be like, anyway, yeah, so what do you want to eat?
You're looking for a very attractive man. I'm joking. I'm sorry. If your man doesn't provide, what is he to you?
What do you mean if he doesn't provide? Provide what? In what? Because you must also understand that providing as a man doesn't only mean materialistically.
You have to answer that question and answer that question with whatever definition you feel in the sense of providing. So if your man is not providing for you, is he a man at all to you?
Yes, he's still a man.
How long will you be with a man that's not providing for you?
I can't say that because what you can't just say something like that.
Yes, I can.
I'm saying it from my perspective. You're sure asking me? I am answering from my perspective, isn't it? So I can't say that. I can't say that because of circumstances. I can't just say it's easy for me to be like, if a man is not providing for me now, I'm going to leave him. But what got you to that position to begin with? How did you even get there to begin with? Because I know for myself specifically, if I'm in a relationship with someone, it's something deep. I didn't just get into a relationship because we are just in a relationship. So it's not going to be something where I'm just like, he's not providing or whatever. First of all, I can provide for myself.
Let me rephrase, I guess. Yes. So, I mean, that happens, and I hear these stories a lot. Mm-hmm. A man, he's doing well, he's prominent, he's doing well in his profession, and either he loses his job, and then he can't provide like he was before.
Hallelujah.
So I guess my question,
yes,
Maya.
You just provide that thing.
Why? Because I was going to ask another question.
No, you talked for a little bit. We got to share. Maya, how long would you stay with the man that is no longer providing for you?
Honestly, I ain't going to say there's not a time limit. Like,
okay.
Because I ain't never met no female that actually be like, I could never be that bitch. No, bitch, because you will be that hoe. It's going to be a point in time.
What do you mean is, where... explain that bitch.
Okay, so like, I mean, it's my situation example. Like, I've always told myself I would never be that female that looks stupid knowing that this nigga's out here doing this and that, and I'm still over here like, oh, that's my baby, posting him all this and that. I told myself I would never be that female. But when it gets down to that situation, it's a whole different story. Like, when it gets down to like, damn, like, what the fuck do I do? Like,
how does a man need to provide for you? What do you look for specifically for a man to provide for you, Maya?
What does that look like? It's not even materialistic, because if you don't know me, you about to know me. I come from the street life, like, straight up. I come from literally...
You're bullshitting. I'm
joking. Not shit. I come from literally not shit, so, like, it's never been a problem to not have shit, but the little things fucking matter. Like, I just be wanting him to just be... literally walk in the door and just be like, hey, babe, how's your day? And go on, play your PlayStation, but at least acknowledge me. Like, it's not even about what you buy me, what you bring me. It's about how you treat me and the way you look at me and just the little shit.
How does a man, or how long will you stay with a man that's not, first of all, how does it look for a man to provide for you specifically, like your needs, to help fulfill you and from a man in his providing, his provisions? And then how long would it be for you to get rid of him once he stopped providing? Because I just don't want anybody on the show to say there's no time limit. That's a fucking lie.
Okay.
But no, I'm saying, because women need a man that provides, period.
No,
and they're only gonna say so.
And that's where society got shit twisted, because personally, this bitch right here, this female, I'm not no bitch, but this female right here, I don't need no, not nor nigga, no, none of that to do anything. I can do that shit on my own. And that's when.
But for how long though, Maya? You're 19, but for how long? 35, 42?
And I've been doing it for the last 19 years. I think I've been doing a great damn job.
Do you still want to do, like, work this hard at 35?
Yeah, I mean, of course, I don't want to, but, like, do I have the energy to go and put myself out there?
If you want to.
I do, if I want to, but do I have the energy to do that shit? Do I have time to be fooled by another honeymoon bullshit just to get...
Which kind of goes back to what Miss Audrey said earlier. You gotta chill. No, I'm sorry, though, but I asked a question, and then I think I talked over it. Audrey, I'm bad at that, but I'm getting better at catching myself, because I want to hear this. How does it look like for a man to provide for you? And how long, like, you know, whether it be physically, mentally, emotionally, everything, how does that look like from a man? And how long will it take for you to get rid of him when he stops providing?
I think it really depends on me. I'm pretty minimalistic when it comes to providing, because it's like, I do think that the world is eventually going to crumble. So I'd rather have like land, or like,
hell yeah,
have like a way to get out and shit. And I like that shit. And so I like someone with that same mentality. And as long as someone has that mentality and is prepared, I like that a lot. And as long as they stay.
Survival
honest,
Joe is who you're looking for.
I'm esque type. I'm all right. I got it locked in.
Okay.
I got the shit locked like a key that goes into a lock, and then you turn it and then it's locked. Or like if you put a key in a door handle and then you twist it, that shit's locked.
How have you all provided?
Yeah.
She starts talking about a lock box. I'm like, okay, let's pivot. Would you rather date an I guess we're all entertainers and or entrepreneurs out here. Would you rather, it just kind of leads me to this question, which I like. Would you rather date people who are doing, who are in the same field as you, at least in the same atmosphere as you, or do you want someone who is not, or would you rather prefer someone who's just as loyal and loving but not doing what you're doing?
Dude, those people just can't understand me. Like, they just don't even comprehend me.
Civilians. So it's like the civilians.
Yeah, the civilians really don't get it at all. Yeah, they just, I scare them really quickly. So it's just like, I do need someone that has, like, at least, like, the same schedule, a little bit more understanding. And then, like, I don't know, the artistic side as well. I'd prefer it not to be, you know, exactly the same alignment, though. Because I don't like, I get kind of competitive. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I don't want to fucking, I don't want that at all. I'm very, yeah.
Fuck you, baby.
No. That'd get tense. That'd get a little too tense.
I got a show tonight.
My show's further out than yours.
Have you had that? So, like, have you dated a comedian and had to deal specifically with that? Or that kind of came up?
My ex opened up for Eddie Griffin in Vegas for a while. And then... And when I met Eddie Griffin, I asked him if he did Zoom open mics during COVID.
Well, you
said,
hell no.
He's like, hell no, I'm Eddie Griffin. And I was like, I forgot for a second. I'm really high. It was very embarrassing, but for a second.
What? Did you bring that up because you were jealous of him?
No, I wasn't jealous. It was just like really, I would just get, I was just a newer comic than him. And it was just, there was no way for me to win. You know, it was like he was more experienced. He was funnier than me. And it would just piss me off sometimes.
So you got jealous?
No.
Nigga, everything about what's happening here is pointing to jealousy. You're fucking dropping shit. You're fucking defining jealousy without saying it's jealous.
Yeah.
Come on, love.
I was, a little bit.
That's okay, though.
Yeah.
Because now you know I can't do that. Or I'm not going to involve myself
in that
deal. It's all knowledge.
Yeah, because it's like, it's still learning. You know, but it's like, fuck you. But I chose you. Like, I knew this.
How about you, Miss? Well, Bales, what type of man attracts you?
The question has just changed from.
No, it has not. It has not, because I just said we are all entertainers and or entrepreneurs, and
need to be in business? They definitely need to be in business. Yeah, I can.
Why is that important that they have to be in business?
It's just gonna.
I'm gonna need you to articulate these thoughts.
It's just gonna work better because, for me personally, it's just I
articulate. God damn it!
I'm trying to.
She don't want them in her business. So
see. I told you when she went third, she had time to think about it.
Here's the thing. Because I like to get into a lot of different kind of businesses and stuff.
Okay.
And, for instance, even just this in itself, this is an investment.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I'm saying?
I do.
This in itself is an investment. So if I'm with a person that doesn't understand business or doesn't understand like anything of that sort, they're not going to see this as an investment. They're just going to be like, what the fuck are you doing? Every single day, you just go there.
Yeah.
You're chilling here. You're talking about smack. You guys are talking. And then you come back. Ha ha. Oh, watch on YouTube. You know what I mean? But if you understand the depth of this is an investment,
mm-hmm.
I don't need to explain why this is an investment. You can just watch it and be like, oh.
Bales, I'm not looking for anybody right now, but I thank you. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, listen. Let's watch a video. I don't know. I don't know what this is going to be.
Oh, JC.
Can I ask some tea?
Bum ass parents.
Agree?
I'm going to record, nigga. Shit, I'm going to record.
Bum ass parents. Every day. So I teach third and fourth grade, and you see some of the parents who are involved in their kids' lives and the ones that are not. You don't know everybody's story, but I just feel like once that kid pops out, you know, everything, like your attention has to go towards him or her. It should, because if not, then someone is going to have to suffer through that kid, or some adult, some woman, some man is going to have to suffer through that trauma. What you don't show, what you do show, what you don't teach your kids, they're going to infect somebody else's life. That's what I see now. It's not just, oh, you know what I'm saying, that's a badass kid, or this person's bad in just in this area. No, they're going to infect every relationship that they are involved in. So you not doing your part with this child is fucking it up for every motherfucking body that they meet, you know, because they didn't get that nature. That nurture. And they got, and just and it's shameful. And people, you hear, yeah, it starts in the home, but you don't hear it as a number one thing. They give so many excuses about why someone is this way or why society is this way. It's because of the home. Everything starts from the home. So it's either you are a good ass parent or you're a bum ass parent. And bum ass parents make bum ass kids, and bum ass kids become bum ass adults, and the cycle motherfucking repeats itself, you know? There are two, more than two, but I'm about to show two different sets of black people. Two different sets of black people. Mm-hmm. One set.
Gotta collect them all.
One. God damn it, House. We needed that because I was getting upset. It was getting tense.
Holy shit.
Okay, gotta collect them all. I'm about to show you two sets of, two sets of philosophy in raising a child. We all have the choice, but I'm going to show you two sets. Set Exhibit A.
Oh, so it's basically a kid that's, but he's talking about like adults.
Just 1 second. Stuff. Exhibit B.
Would be to you. He would say, my life was worth sacrificing because I was fighting for you. You deserve the right to a free public education. You deserve to have teachers who care and not just warm bodies there. We fought for equal rights so that you can have a blank check. So go back home and check your Cash App. You have been given back pay that America defaulted on. Go back to school and get a great education instead of using AI, artificial intelligence, to do all of your classwork. Just be I. Be intelligent. Be intelligent enough to know that a dream won't become a reality overnight.
Genius, girl.
Yes! They may have killed the dreamer, but couldn't kill the dream. Mm. Thank God I made it old.
Yes, babe.
Thank you.
Oh, that's precious. Oh.
It is a motherfucking choice. Yes. It's a motherfucking choice. And when I see motherfuckers choosing the latter, because the kids can do anything, especially black kids. We're just fucking special like that, you dig? We're a sponge, and we're going to go and do and just absorb knowledge, and we're going to go in the path that you show us and teach us. And it's a choice, and it's just, and it upsets me because like I know what the end game for each choice. Yeah. You dig? Like if you like at however old those kids were talking about what they're talking about, glorifying what they, you know what I'm saying, glorifying at 15, 18, they ain't gonna switch and be like the home girl. They gonna follow the same suit. That shit ends to death or in misery. So when I see motherfucking kids doing that, that's child abuse. That leads to death and misery. What you teaching this motherfucker? What you just got out of jail for?
Yeah.
It ain't funny to me no more. Oh, glorify that shit. I spit on it, and I talk down upon it because it's a choice. Why can't you choose this gorgeous, this beautiful, intelligent? Choose that way. Even if you weren't brought up that way, you know the way you were brought up was wrong, motherfucker.
It's true.
Quit making the same mistakes. We can make mistakes, but quit making the same motherfucking mistakes.
And you see it, man. So that shit upsets me when I see that, like, with our people, you know? Because if we choose a different path, like, that girl's gonna fly. Right. Like, all of us, like, yes, she is talented with, you know, her, she's a great orator, you know? Not all kids gonna have what she has, but let's give them the opportunity. Give them the opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to find out.
Sharp. I agree with you when I say, I agree with you when you said bum ass parents, fuck them. Yes, fuck bum ass parents. But I also know both sides of the story.
Okay.
So I also know that there is parents out here, there is parents out here who are trying, and they really, really do be trying. But society and the system is just so fucked off. Like, no matter how hard a person can try to get the help that they need, they don't give a fuck about it. Like, it's, I didn't watch my mama bend over backwards just to get some help. And my mama ain't no fiend, ain't none of that shit. She don't do that. It's just that shit's so throwed off.
It is. In Chicago right now, they're giving $9,000 to Venezuelans to come and live and support themselves, but not giving anything to the people in the they're giving 9,000 vouchers per month. I can live of 9,000 a month.
They giving
that's what they're giving.
I need to check my 23andMe. Goddamn.
Well, do you hear me?
So I mean, so when you say like the yes for sure the system, it does fucking play a part. It does. You know what I'm saying? It does play a part. But
it does. And my thing is like they give vouchers and want to help everyone else, but like. The vouchers you're giving these other people for to come over here, nigga, you moving out the people that's been here who
it's
need
wild,
a place.
It's wild. It's wild. It's wild.
Like that shit. Just
a point of view. Sure. Go ahead.
Can I say something from an objective point of view without you guys being mad at me for saying what I'm
I cannot.
To say.
I cannot. Listen, I cannot guarantee that I'm not going to like what the words come out of your mouth.
That you ain't gonna get mad.
No. I can't guarantee that I'm gonna like the words. Speak.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to say about what you guys are saying there from an objective point of view, because I'm not American. I ain't trying to be American.
This is a third preface. Yeah, but she's trying to fuck American.
Actually, no. Anyway. Yes, please.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
One thing that I've, like, it's interesting to hear you guys say what you guys are saying right now, because When I came to America for the first time, and even now, right? But anyway, when I got here, the first thing that I realized was how much Americans play with opportunity. You guys really do not know what you guys have. I'm serious.
No, I'm agreeing.
You really don't even understand. In South Africa, number one. And in as much as unemployment here is high, I don't understand how, but in South Africa, finding a job is extremely hard. There are people that are sitting with degrees and honors and masters and PhDs that are sitting at home. I mean, sitting at home with all those qualifications because they can't find a job. There are people that can't even afford to take themselves to school to qualify to have an education like that, but are looking for a job and they can't find a job because you don't have a qualification, so you can't have a proper job. But I can't even get a qualification because I don't have the money to take myself to school to get that qualification to even begin with.
I will say that technically...
Thank you for that, though.
The things that you mentioned, I think I agree in the sense that Americans don't realize how good we quote unquote have it in a lot of ways, especially when we get into like really like horrible, like Eastern European, certain parts of Africa, certain parts of Asia, you know. But the issues you listed in terms of like, oh man, they have a degree, they have all this stuff and they still can't afford, that's actually happened in America very commonly. What you're talking about, the class of people you're talking about, so perhaps post-grads who, you know, have a certain mindset. They probably grew up like maybe middle to upper middle class. Mm-hmm. And so therefore they're like, yeah, I should just, why aren't I working at the top of Goldman Sachs? I don't understand. But the vast majority of people in America actually have several jobs. Like the average person between, I think like don't quote me on, but between like 19 and like 35,
quote him,
works several jobs, like, you know, on average. So that's actually a really big problem here. In fact, it's become to the point to where degrees aren't even promoted anymore. Like, they're not, it's not like, oh, go get your degree.
Because you're getting so much debt.
And that's also the trick. So it's like, even if you could, so even when you mentioned, like, a lot of people can't afford to go to college, most people can't afford to go to college here. I didn't finish college. They get a loan, and that's if they qualify for the loan. But then if they do qualify for the loan, they now are riddled with student debt, which seems like, it's not that big of a deal until you actually start to get a little older and get into the debt. And then it's like, shit, I can't afford it.
KFC job.
And you're working some poor KFC
child
job.
Child care is $30,000
now. You know what I mean?
$30,000 a year now.
My point in all of this was this. You see, what you just said now you're working a KFC job.
Well, no, even with what she said, people work KFC jobs and stuff like that.
Pay off the debt.
And yeah.
My point in all of this is the fact that this is the fact. You see, the amount of jobs that I see that are available.
Physically available. But that's because we're America. We are a consumerist economy.
That's what I was saying.
And I agree. Yeah. But the issue is, like I said, certain parts of the world, like, I'm not going to argue, like, it's, there's many parts of the world where the whole country is like Detroit, essentially. Mm. You know what I mean? But not just a city. Like, the whole country is, like, as bad as Detroit or some shit like that. But, like, it's kind of an insidious game because, like you said, oh, well, there's the opportunity for work. Well, you can at least go to get a job. It's like, well, okay, fair enough.
People just quit because of COVID. Like, people that were on unemployment get paid more than the fucking
wages. Which isn't an issue, which is not an issue with the person. That's the issue with the system of itself.
It's so fucked.
If you're getting paid more off of unemployment to do nothing than working two jobs at KFC and Walmart or whatever combined, well, that's not.
I've worked food industry what kind for 7 years, and COVID rips these people out. They don't want to fucking work. They're lazy as fuck.
Maya, your rebuttal. What do you got?
So, like, that's where everyone be having it twisted. Just the same, okay, the same way with Africa. You ask a little kid nowadays, what's in Africa? They're going to be like, oh, it's people walking around with holding shit on their head and no clothes on. That's because that's what it's put out there to make it seem like. Same with America. It's put out there like it's old fucking great and we can do this and this and that. No, that's bullshit. You can't do shit. It doesn't matter how many fucking degrees you got. None of that bullshit. I mean, it does, but at the same time, it also matters about this.
Who you know.
It mattered about where you come from. I could be a bitch from Harvard, and if you see these tattoos and if you hear me talking, you look at me and you see where I was born, you're going to be like, I don't care about her fucking degree. I don't care about this bitch being from Harvard. That hoe comes from this place. She's this and that. It's like, it's going to be like so many signs, help wanted. The thing is, them niggas ain't going to give it to us unless we're one of them. And one of them, by means saying that, I don't mean racist. I don't mean none of that. It means if they feel like you didn't earn it or you didn't get the stripes or whatever they want to look at it, they're not going to hire you. It's favoritism in the world. That's just how it is. That's how it goes. And I'm not saying favoritism like, oh, I like him. Like, oh, that's my friend right there. No, I'm talking about favoritism as like, they're not, it's how society had put it as if some people in America, if you are a minority or you look a certain type of way, you will not be hired at that job. And that's just how it is. And that they, in other places and on TV, it's going to make it seem like, oh, America's so great. We're going to help you get a job. We have all these benefits. No, that's bullshit. It's not.
Well, yeah. With that being said, I'm pro hustle. No, it actually you have that is. Opportunity.
So
out
it
here.
Is for you because you're in America. Grab it's not going to seem like that. But when you're from outside of America, it actually genuinely is. And that's why I was saying to you guys, because when I come from South Africa, from a place where there are no opportunities, when I come to America and what you deem as not opportunities, for me, it's like, oh my God, there's a plethora of opportunities.
It's most definitely opportunities out here. It's most definitely opportunities.
People are lazy.
But what I'm saying is, nothing in the world is for free.
I think the issue, though, is...
I have a question.
I think the issue, though, is like what you're talking about. Like I said, I think we agree more or less. It's just,
I think
because, like you said, you're from the outside, it seems as though, like, well, nobody's taking, nobody is seeing these as opportunities.
Yeah,
but what we're saying is, like, oh no,
most people see KFC and McDonald's and shit like that as opportunities.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody bragging about it. I ain't gonna tell a bunch of girls like, hey, I'm a, say, girl, I'm at Jimmy John's and McDonald's. What's up? Yeah, it's like, no, I'm gonna see there's an opportunity for myself. And internally, I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna do what I gotta do to get to where I wanna go. Yeah.
I was thinking, this is what we can, for Black History Month, right?
When is Black History Month?
All of February in America.
Oh, really?
All this month is Black History Month, right? So there's always been a lot of, we should have this for Black History Month. We should get this, whoop, and not just, I have a great idea.
What are you drinking?
I have a great idea. Water. If you are an American, if you're a Black American citizen for Black History Month, to counter, well, not to counter, but to get some part of our reparations back. How about this? For the month of February, everything's free for Black people. For 29 days.
Hell!
For 29.
For that, no.
For 29 days.
Well, wild as a motherfucker.
For 29 days, everything is free.
No. JC, if you had a business, would you trust your Black people?
Just get me something.
Everything is free. You can have all the other 11 months. You can have all the rules, all the fucking, you can have the fucking Jim Crow, goddamn 2.0. You can have all of it.
I don't support it as a Black person.
You can have all, let me say, quit interrupting me, please. All of it. All the bullshit, the system, the fucking $9,000, have it. But everything in February is free. Would you accept those terms?
All I'm going to say is...
I'll do you one better.
I'm going to ask who's paying for it.
I'll do you one better.
One time.
No.
What you I'll got? Do you one better. And for me personally.
Another one.
If it was a choice between, I guess, free shit for every Black History Month for however long.
For 29 days.
But 29 a day because of the beer. Though, I don't know how many years we're talking. So if that's for like a decade of just free shit... I'd rather just say, well, use the same money you could be spending on that to just give everybody, I don't know, like free healthcare, free education,
yes,
a basic universal income.
I'll fucks with
that way, it solves the problem of, they're bailing out banks and shit for billions of dollars, even though it's supposed to be a meritocracy and you start a business, it fails, but that's not what we do. And then it also solves a lot of other issues. It solves a lot of crime issues. It solves a lot of homelessness issues. That's you know what I mean? So it's just like, it just helps everybody out. And then in turn, we also get reparations too. Now, maybe if you really want to be like, well, you know, it's still not fair because, you know, which is true, everybody else got reparations but us. Okay, well then just make it to where the experiment that we're talking about is starts off with Black folks, if that's part of the reason why it's getting started is the reparations. If it wasn't because of reparations, then fuck it. Just, give everybody at the same time the same shit because they already bail out. They already have socialism for rich people and if you join the military. That's the only time you get any kind of democratic socialism. In other words, you got to be willing to die or get killed or be willing to just get really rich and fuck over a bunch of other of your workers to get to that $1 billion status and then you get reparations.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Me personally. Party with P. Diddy or something.
Or well, P. Diddy.
Hold on, guys. One at a time, one at a time.
Me and my whole Black side of family will be taking that all that shit on February.
There you go.
Thank you. Right? Good idea, right?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Not everybody is going to spend and use that money and that our check, that money.
Because that's also...
What type of service? What do you mean?
I don't know. Just like if...
fuck like it. Yes.
Like this is using this podcast.
Yeah. Place. Yeah, it's all free. So I feel in that month, so many people will come up. Some people are going to waste it and just buy things that are...
It's basically like
that aren't assets. Some people are just going to buy things that are liabilities like clue, just things that are material. They're going to buy that shit. But some are not. Some will, you know what? I'm going to buy this and I'm going to buy all this shit. And then fucking have a, and then at the end of this month, nigga, I got merch. I got merch that you're gonna need to buy back.
Yep.
So it's just how you do it. It's how you think about it. Yep. I would use it as I'm gonna get about 5-10 fucking warehouses and buy shit. Not buy shit, but just get shit. Get shit. Get shit. trucking, get shit. I'm using it to get in form of business. Everything's free. Truck's free. This free. For 29 days, I'm setting myself up for the next whatever, and then the next 29, I'm going to do it again. Are you kidding me? Some people spend money.
Oh, yeah.
I will use it as starting up businesses.
There will be deaths.
Yeah, get out of the city.
No. Oh, wow. How would that happen?
It's going to be black on black crime. It's going to be like, oh, he got more than what I got right now. How come I didn't
No, I don't think.
How about you? Let me get your reparation. We'll shoot this dice for your reparation. I'm telling you, it's somebody out there like that.
You think when everything is free, that month, it'll be violent still?
Negro.
I don't think so.
Well, no, because think about it.
Not when we all can get it.
Well, no, think about it. It's merchandise. All right, think about it like this. You got Walmart.
What happened with the toilet paper when we had COVID?
But it wasn't free.
It's not the point, exactly. No, it wasn't even free.
No, the point.
We were paid for it and we went fucking.
I think people would get excited. I think people would just be like, maybe like.
Okay, one at a time.
And it run out.
I think people would get like
we went
really
crazy.
Amped, like,
to pay for toilet paper.
Overwhelmed.
Imagine if it's free.
Did you do that?
It's just like Black Friday,
yes.
But
did you fight somebody
for 30 days?
But like every fucking day.
For and everybody freaked out.
And no one just no one gives a fuck.
Okay, one at a time, guys. One at a time.
It didn't happen in the hood in South Africa. COVID didn't happen in the hood. Did you do that back?
Okay. All right. Food for thought. Fun stuff.
I feel like God uses me to punish women who aren't living according to their purpose, and he uses them to bless me. I don't know why God works the way he does. I was cheating to protect her feelings. I'm doing it for her. Cheating saved my relationship for years. I would have left that bitch after a month if it had not been for cheating. Cheating really came in and saved the day, because when I was cheating, I was happier. My girl was happier. I'm meeting new women. I'm networking. And as I'm more fulfilled of a person, that allows me to be a better partner. I get to come home happy and refreshed. You work your day job Monday through Friday, and then your side chick is the weekend. That's how you get refreshed for your relationship. What if you had to work 7 days straight with no break? That's what a relationship is. You can't do everything with every woman. I'm with a big girl, it's like we can't go to Universal Studios and get on the rides, but I'm with a smaller chick, maybe her credit's not right. Maybe we can't live indoors together. I take best of both worlds. I'm gonna go to Universal Studios and ride the rides with the pretty girl, and I'm gonna live with the girl who took better care of her life because she had no other choice. She couldn't fit on the rides at Universal, so she had to work hard at keeping her credit up. She can't fit in the seat. She's big. She took everything. The car was driving, she took that back, and now I'm like, I got this little bitty green car right now that I'm making work. I'm sleeping in the car. I can't play PlayStation at night anymore.
Stay safe here. We're with the G Channel 2 News. Glory Luck from.
He would have me fucked all the way up.
The streets.
You ain't in no real relationship and you ain't got your PlayStation over
that's
in the house.
Very good.
Yo, I know. But
was that real or was that just a skit?
No, I was just guessing. But he was amazing at it. He was amazing.
I ain't gonna lie, you was not lying, because when a nigga bring that PlayStation over him.
That means he's gonna stay there for a while.
I'm telling you, that means y'all in a real relationship. Y'all in a real relationship.
For you? Oh, you don't know where to put it? Go right here, baby. I put it HDMI 3.
I'm telling you, if y'all it's toothbrush. But mainly that PlayStation is out over there. Y'all not in a real relationship until that PlayStation is over there.
That means I'm gonna spend time. I'm gonna sleep here.
Because I play this game somewhere else.
But no.
Be honest. Are there things that you do that you know he doesn't like, but you do them anyway because you want to? It makes you feel good.
Yeah.
But he doesn't like that.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I be doing some fuck ass shit. I be like. I just be dry doing shit. Like, literally, I'll be sitting there, I'll be like, that's what you get because you wanted to be with that bitch. Out of nowhere. Like, literally, we could be watching a fucking movie and the remote drop. And I'm gonna
What you said is how you bring your man peace is not doing what you just did. That's what you said. She said the way that she brings her man's peace is not doing what she just did. That was her answer earlier in the show before you guys got here. And then reverse.
I mean,
so have you ever dated a rich man? Yes.
Yeah.
A rich man?
Yeah.
No, like a multi-million, like a multi-millionaire?
Okay, no, obviously I ain't dated a multi-millionaire.
Have you dated a multi-millionaire?
That's a lot of millions.
Have you dated a multi-millionaire?
That's scary. No.
So if you have not, then you have not been there. You have not been on that paradise, on that, wow, my life is taken care of. But even if... At what point does a woman not give a fuck about that money and then just begin to disrespect that man? Which leads me to our last video.
Okay.
I call this losing your riz.
Will Smith, $500 million. He's crying in an infinity pool because he's married to a bitch that don't love him. Johnny Depp got a bitch shitting in his bed. How's Captain Jack Sparrow got a bitch shitting on his pillow?
Right, that's so true.
Like, so you're looking at these people.
Willy
and you,
Wonka got chocolate in his bed.
So true, my man.
You looking at these, like, idolizing Grammys and Oscars. But you in your house and a bitch is shitting in your bed. I can't imagine that a bitch was shitting. How much disrespect you gotta have? I can't imagine how I would have lost my swag to the point where a bitch get up and shit on my pillow.
What's some disrespectful shit you've done? Well, one of the most disrespectful things you've done to a man. Oh, and we've got
shot at my nigga.
Damn. Okay.
Well, I think that.
Thank you. Thank you, y'all. I love it. Like, I was gonna give you 60 seconds, but you did that shit in 5.
Fuck yeah,
the winner is. Two
I love it.
Cause I don't got time to play these games.
Why'd you shoot at him?
Because he had me fucked up.
How did he have you fucked up?
He fucked around and found out.
No, we was at his homegirl friend's house. Friend's house. And he wanted to get smart and all this and this and that. And
you mean he talked back?
Yeah. I don't know who the fuck you thought you was talking to, but you're not talking to me, so I need you to lower your tone and try this again. He didn't want to, and he was like, bitch, you can get up at this house. Okay, this bitch is going to get up at your house. And I did. And I called my boy best friend, and yeah.
What did he say?
Is this case still pending?
We don't
need
to talk
about this.
Yeah, like someone else came in.
Was it like you were like, oh, I'm going to go to
that was wild. Thank you for sharing, though.
No, I didn't actually like foul shoot.
This is a whole nother fucking 20 minutes we can spend on this. This is amazing.
No, I didn't.
Got him dropped an atom bomb. I shot at him.
I literally shoot him.
You just held the gun.
I know. I just shot up in the air. Like,
how far away? Okay, so up just like.
Okay. No, but time out. This is dope. This is the second time today you've changed your story. Within a minute of you saying it, you said you shot at him, then you shot in the air. Ma'am, what was it? Because on September 3rd.
Oh my God, y'all asked me.
I know. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
I am dumb, stupid.
Case is pending.
Yes, but no. That was very disrespectful, and let's see if they can beat it. Audrey.
I'm back though. It's the nigga I posted on my story. I love
he just is crazy.
That damn boy.
It's the one on my story. It's the one.
Audrey, talk to me.
Dude, I'm actually like not that bad of a person. Like I'm really like. The worst thing I ever did. We weren't really dating, but we kind of were. I got salty, so I gave his neighbors his Wi-Fi password. Like I don't really. I don't really do shit. Really.
The Wi-Fi password?
It's really, yeah, no, I'm soft when it comes to that shit. Like,
what about the time that you told a guy?
Well, actually, I plotted someone's death once. Damn. No. Oh, okay.
Wi-Fi password, death.
Yeah. Shot in the air, Adam. Shot
sorry,
Adam.
That death. I know. Real quick. No, women are crazy. I was dating him for a while. He was a Waffle House employee. And he cheated on me. He tried to hit me, and I punched him before he even was able to swing on me. And
that's smart.
Yeah, and me and my other roommate just fucking hated him. And it's like, you know, he walks to and from work. No one fucking likes him. No one would fucking miss him. Just like sideswipe him. A lot of mountains in Virginia. It just would have been easy.
And what did he do to you?
He cheated on me.
And then
he tried to hit me, but he was like, he fucked me up in the head for a while. But I'm definitely over it now. It was like when I was like 19. But
you wanted to leave him in the woods somewhere, correct?
At one point. But I just, you know, I grew up and I decided not to do that because it's not a good thing.
All right.
To do.
So there's a common theme here of almost killing their spouse.
I forgot.
Or their partner.
At 19.
There's some consistencies here.
Oh yeah. Okay. Like me personally, I could never really be mad at a dude if he put his hands on me.
See, I'm telling you, I'm
a disrespectful ass female, and I'm gonna talk my shit. I don't give a fuck.
You'll calm down.
No, most definitely, I'm not ever saying it's okay for a man to put their hands on a female. But like, if as me being a man, if a female getting out of line with me,
and you want to act like you a little nigga and you want to hit me, yes, bitch, I'm going to hit your ass back.
Right, exactly. I'm going to hit your ass back. You're not going to fucking hit me.
I know, but. Hitting
is different. No, I'm talking about as if a female started, because everybody always going to be like, nah, bro shouldn't have hit her. No, what did that bitch do for bro to hit her?
JCTV, The Lunch Table. This was amazing, amazing talk with Maya and Bells, Poppy, Audrey, and Hollis came into the building. It was a great episode. Subscribe to the channel and support the channel by watching all the shows on at JCTV.com, but also purchasing some of our merch. I got some new shirts in. Meet people, make memories. I appreciate you watching. We out.
That was good.